On to story number four, pilgrims continue to flock into Iraq's holy cities of Karbala and Najaf from across the world to mark Arbaeen. As a correspondent reports, Iraqis are doing their best in hosting the pilgrims.
Iraqis dedicate themselves to serving pilgrims who are coming to the country to commemorate Arbaeen. That marks the passing of 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad and the third Shia Imam. Officials say more than 4 million people have already poured into Iraq from other countries to attend Arbaeen ceremonies. Iraqis themselves are also flocking to the holy cities of Najaf and Karbala to mark the event. Those hosting the pilgrims spare no effort to serve them.
We give them food and water and juice and tea and soup and all kind of food. So it's kind of, we start from 4 a.m. in the morning until midnight. Then we got a lot of guests, sometimes 5,000 people, they stay asleep overnight.
This year is different from the past years, as the mawakib in both Najaf and Karbala have in recent months also opened their doors to fellow Iraqis who were displaced by ISIL.
This year is very unique for us. We're hosting a large number of pilgrims every day, and at the same time, we're serving displaced Iraqis.
Though murdered 14 centuries ago, Imam Hussein still inspires millions from all over the world to take part in ceremonies which symbolize the rise against injustice.
With the worst crisis gripping Iraq in years, many had their bets set on the people of Iraq's inability to cope with hardship and to practice their annual tradition of serving Arbaeen pilgrims. The people here, however, have told Press TV that their unhindered efforts are a loud and clear message for Takfiris, that their terror will not impact the people of Iraq's commitment to the path of Imam Hussein. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Najaf.
Let's get an analytical point of view here. Mohammed Hassan Khan is a professor at Imam Sadegh University who joins us here in the studios. Mohammed Hassan Khan, welcome. This Arbaeen has got to be a real important one at this point because Islam is under attack. And of course, you know, we talk about Daesh and these terrorists. Plots are being hatched, and we can see what's happening in the region. The images that we see in terms of the processions, in terms of what's going on in Karbala, really shows the face of Islam that needs to be obviously broadcasted around the world because Islam, as I mentioned, has taken a hit. And do you think that it'll achieve it through this Arbaeen, which is, again, a record in terms of numbers?
Yes, as you said, this is maybe a record number. These images are not new for many Shia pilgrims who go to Karbala and Najaf everywhere on the occasions of Ashura and Arbaeen. But this year we are seeing something fundamentally different, and it's the numbers of the people who are just flocking to the roads and the streets, not only from Iran and Iraq, but also from across the Muslim countries. And something in my view is very important in here is the fact that we are now seeing a somehow different image from Islam. When we are talking about Islam, the typical image that unfortunately based on the Islamophobia in the West is they are talking about is that image of extremism, terrorism. But now we are seeing this huge amount of people, we are talking about millions, who are somehow talking about devotions, love, and we can see that somehow threads of rationalism in all these, so it's not just pure emotions what we are seeing now. On the one hand, we had a Daesh group who are talking about that very narrow narrative of Islam, and on the other side, we have this huge amount of people who are somehow talking about totally different version or image of Islam. So this is, in my view, very important, and it can be used as a source of soft power for not only Shia, but also for Islam, because we see that this huge amount of people coming to the streets, to the roads, going towards Najaf and Karbala, I mean, they are somehow representing of this huge source that can be mobilized if in the right direction, in the right way, when we have this definition, this totally different definition of Islam and Islamic Ummah.
And, you know, it's very interesting that the European countries, in particular the countries such as the UK and maybe France, they have some of their nationals go into Syria and maybe Iraq even to fight. They should do more to promote Islam because an event such as Arbaeen should really be broadcasted there. because you're looking at a Islam that's really shows the unity of Muslims amongst each other, as opposed to the violent scenes. So this would stop, is what I'm trying to get at, it would stop maybe their nationals from going and joining this terrorist group. Why isn't the West incorporating this more as to stop the influx of their nationals into this terrorist group?
This is a very good question, and this is maybe another sign of that double standard in the Western hemisphere when it comes to choose how to deal with some certain groups, some certain countries. And as you rightly mentioned, there is a huge difference between these two happening that are just in developing in this region. On the one side, we have Daesh, a terrorist group who's somehow misusing and abusing Islam and Islamic teachings, portraying a very violent image of Islam. And we see that, at least so far, there has been no resistance or no restricting policies in those countries in terms of avoiding their citizens to join this group. Now, maybe they are just somehow feeling the threat coming to their capitals. They may approach another, policy, but in the past, it has not been the case. Maybe in some cases, they have been somehow encouraging their citizens to go there because they had some political agenda. And when it comes to Syria, for example, they had this in mind that maybe, that could hasten the downfall of the Syrian government, Bashar Assad. So they had that approach, but now regularly and maybe gradually they are coming to this conclusion that they actually somehow chose the wrong path. And we are seeing voices now, even Turkish authorities, they are talking about the fact that Daesh is a product of the West and the American policies in this region.
Thank you very much for that, Professor at the Imam Sadegh University, Mohammad Hassan Khani, here in the studios with us. We appreciate your comments.